The Republican primary race between Don Young and Sean Parnell for Alaska's U.S. House seat isn't the only contest that's too close to call. The Democratic nomination for State House District 36 is also neck and neck. With 14 of 14 precincts reporting, candidates Andy Lundquist and Dave Kaplan are now only 7 votes apart. Lundquist leads with 504 votes to Kaplan's 497. Both Kaplan and Lundquist were amazed at the small margin.
We're down to 7 votes? Man, that's close. Well, we'll just have to let the process play out. We'll just see what happens.
Isn't that something? It's unbelievable how close it is.
There are still an unknown number of absentee and question ballots outstanding, according to the Alaska Division of Elections. The state has up to 15 days after the election to count all the ballots, but they're shooting to have that done by September 5th. The election will be certified on or about September 17th. After that date, a defeated candidate or 10 voters registered in District 36 can request a recount. If the difference between the candidates is less than 0.5%, the $2,000 fee for a recount is waived. Currently, Lundquist and Kaplan are 0.7% apart. Kaplan says the sooner the votes are tallied, the better, so that the winner can get to work at campaigning against his Republican rival.
I don't like a recount. Let's get it done. You know, the voters, our constituents need to have, you know, a candidate right now. So I would like to see this go over quickly, you know, once we get the numbers.
Lundquist is taking a wait-and-see approach to the drawn-out process.
Well, I'm not real concerned about it. I mean, if that's what the rules are, I mean, I'm confident. I'm real happy that people have supported me up to this point, and I look forward to the next stage of this great adventure.
If the two candidates are tied after all the absentee and question ballots are counted, the state will conduct an automatic recount. If they are still tied after that, the winner will be determined by a coin flip. The eventual winner will face Alan Osterman, who ran unopposed in the closed Republican primary.